Okay, we'll start Parshas Vayigash. There's a very famous Beis Halevi which I said over in the past. I want to say it over a little bit different this year. I went through the whole drush. The Beis Halevi is a beautiful sefer. If you, besides his pirush on Chumash, he was a master darshan. In fact, I mentioned to you in the past, originally the sefer Beis Halevi ala Torah was not written to be a pirush ala Torah. It was written to be drushes. In fact, the first time he published his drushes, he published it with the Shilos Hatshuvas Beis Halevi. And then he wrote later that it wasn't such a smart idea, because he published it together with the Lundus. So he says the people that buy Svarim or Lundus don't want to read drush, and the people that read drush don't want to read books on Lundus. So he says, no one's buying my sefer. So what he did was he took all the drushes, and he broke it up in ala Torah and presented it as... It's Pirushim ala Torah. It seems like in Brisk, they to this day, on the long winter nights, they would give Chumashir Friday night. So, or maybe some do it Maitre Shabbos. But if you take a look at the Beis Halevi ala Torah, it's only through Sefer Bereishis and Shemais. My guess is because that's when the Friday nights or the Maitre Shabbos is long, and then you could give your shirim. But once it hits Vayikra, it's already, you know, Pesach time, it's already, there's no time to do it anymore. But anyway, so this is a very famous Beis Halevi. I said it over in the past, but he shows his strength, his Koyach HaGedoyla in Drush. So I'm going to read you the psukim that he's going to darshan. It's a kapitol nun in Tehillim. Okay, the David HaMelech is saying, V'ata Sineisa Musa. Well, let's start a pasuk before. Ula Rasha Amar Lekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Rasha, Malach Lecha L'Sapachuka. Who are you to discuss my Torah? V'atisi Brisi Alayficha. And to carry my covenant on your mouth. I one time read on this pasuk, interesting. There's this beautiful biography on the Chabina Rav called Sar HaTorah. He has a tradition from his father, heard it from his father, all the way back to the time of the Ksais HaChayshin. In yeshiva, one of the most important svarim, when you learn Nashim Nezikin, is the Sefer Ksais HaChayshin. It's amazing. Maybe a different time, I'll tell you a little bit about the Mechaber, the Ksais HaChayshin, Ayleib Heller. Anyways, so the Ksais HaChayshin, they wanted to see how he prepares for shir. So somebody hid under a bed or in a closet. Someone hid in the room when he was preparing for shir. And right before shir, they witnessed that the ksais threw himself down on the floor and wailed like a baby. Ula rasha amalekim maluch alisapachukai. He did tshuva before he gave shir. So, you know, shir is not just, you know, telling, saying Chedusha Torah is not just how brilliant you are. You're trying to reveal the depth of the Torah, and the Mishnah Avos says it comes with 48 kinyanim, and these big tzaddikim were holding on a madrega that they would literally do tshuva before they spoke words of Torah. It's unbelievable. Anyways, so David HaMelech says, Hashem says to the Rosh Hashanah, who are you to discuss my Torah? V'ata seneisa Musa, you hate Musa, v'tashach dvar yachrech, and you throw my words behind you. Imra isa ganaf. Okay, this is the, the Beis Levi says, drush, on the next four psukim. Imra isa ganaf, you see a ganaf, v'tiretz imoi. Now, what does the word vatiretz mean? The word vatiretz means, and like ratzin, and you're good with him, you're cool with him. Ve'im min ha'afim, and with people that are na'afim, with adulterers, chalkecha, you'll cast your lot with people that are immoral, ganavim, min ha'afim. Picha shlach debera, you'll send your mouth forth and speak evil. Ulushoincha tatzmid mirma. The word tatzmid means to cling to. Ulushoincha tatzmid mirma. Teshiv be'achicha. You speak about your brother bad. Tedaber. Beveni mecha titan daifi. And the pasuk says, you do all these things. Eila sisa vecherashti. Hashem says, you did all these things. Vehecherashti. And I was silent. Dimisa. So you imagined. Hey, I say, I'm like you. He said, I do all these things, and Hashem's silent about it, so Hashem must just be just like me. Oichichacha, Hashem says, but no. Oichichacha, I will rebuke you, ve'erkecha, and I will lay out judgment le'inecha in front of you. These are the psukim that the Beis Levi is going to darshan, and I'm going to come back to in a minute. But before we get to that, I want to go through the parsha over here. So it says, Vigashel of Yehuda. Yehuda makes an emotional plea to Yosef. At this point, he doesn't know he's Yosef. He thinks he's the viceroy of Parai, and Parai, this Yosef, decides he's going to take Binyamin as a slave, and Yehuda, who took responsibility, pleads in front of Yosef and begs him. Basically, if you look at the psukim, we don't have to go through the whole thing now, but if you look at the psukim, it starts from Perik Mem Dalet Pasuk Yuches. It's literally the gist of his argument is, how can I go back to my father and cause him such pain? It will kill my father. That's the central, that's as they say in Hebrew, that's the Nekudah HaMekazit. That's the central point of what he was trying to plea to his father. Okay? Then it says Yosef couldn't hold back anymore. This is Pasuk Pasuk Aleph, V'lo Yochel Yosef, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Aleph, V'lo Yochel Yosef Lehisapeg, he couldn't restrain himself, L'chol Yisav, in front of all those that were standing there, V'yikra Yitzu Kolish Me'eloi, V'lo Yomit Ish, and no one was there, Behis Vaday Yosef El Achiv, when Yosef made himself known to his brothers. Okay, Vayitin Eskoil Bevchi, he raised his voice, he gave his voice and started crying, Vayishmu Mitzrayim, Vayishmu Beis Pari, everyone heard that Yosef was crying. I'm Yosef, is my father still alive? The brothers could not answer him. They were unnerved. They were totally like shocked and unnerved. They had nothing to say in front of him. Okay, those are the psukim. A few psukim later, it says, he says again, Ani Yosef Achichem Pasuk Dalid. Vayem Yosef Lechov Geshunor Lai, approach to me, Vaygoshu, Vayem, again he says, Ani Yosef Achichem, Asher Mechati Yosef Mitzrayim. Those are the psukim. So the kashas are the following. If the central point of Yehuda's plea was that I got to do this with my father, then why is Yosef asking, is our father still alive? That's a very basic question. Now, the Beis HaLevi addresses what the Kli Yakar says. The Kli Yakar asks this question too, but he says that Yosef was suspected that maybe Yehuda was making this up, that his father's really not alive, he was just making this up to make an emotional plea. But the Beis Levi says that's not really true, because in Parshas Miketz, when they came down with Binyamin, and everything was fine and dandy, they brought Binyamin down, they thought they're going to pick up their stuff with Shimon and just go home, it says that they came down and Yosef says to them, how's your father doing? And they say he's doing good, right? Everything was great. So why in the world did Yosef ask, is our father still alive? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two is, if Yosef indeed was asking a sincere question, is our father still alive, why didn't they answer? There's no answer for this question, is our father still alive? Okay, so those are basically the questions in Pshat in the Psukim. Now, there's a very famous Chazal on this episode with Yosef revealing himself to his brothers and his brother being so shocked, they were shocked speechless. Okay, so everyone knows the Chazal, Omar Abba Koyin Bardala. Okay, this fellow Abba Koyin Bardala said, Oy lonum yem adin, oy lonum yem techecha, woe to us on the day of judgment, woe to us on the day of rebuke. Yosef ketanim shel shvatim. Yosef was younger than all brothers, and yet when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, they had nothing to answer. Lo yachlech avlanu seisai ki nivalu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rebuke us on the Yom Adin Agalu Vanayra. Lefi mashahu, Hashem is going to rebuke us according to what we are. For sure, kavuchayim will have nothing what to say. Okay, so a few questions on this chazal. How are we? That's a beautiful chazal. But where did we see from Yosef giving any rebuke to his brothers? All he said was, "Ani Yosef, Aydevichai." Where's the rebuke that you can learn out from there? If Yosef, when he rebuked his brothers, for sure, when Hashem rebukes us, where is the rebuke from the brothers? Question number two on the Medrash: what does it mean? Oylonim yomadin. What's the difference between din and what's the difference between techecha? And question number three on this medrash is that it says, La'asad lavi, Hashem is going to judge us, lefi mashahu. What do those words mean? Hashem is going to judge us according to the way we are. What do those words mean? Okay, so the Beis HaLevi says that when it first says, Ani Yosef, So when you read the Chumash, when you read it superficially, or even not superficially, it's possible to in the Chumash that Yosef started crying and he said, "Ani Yosef Arichai," and he was saying very, very warm words to them. "I'm Yosef, and our father's still alive." The Beis Halevi says that's not what's going on over here. That's what's going on later in Pasuk Dalet, when he said, "I'm your brother, don't worry about it." Those are warm words. Pasuk Aleph, it's not warm words at all. Those are words of rebuke. "Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. Ha'oid avichai, is it even possible that our father's still alive?" The hey is a Lashon HaTema. And what Yosef was doing over here was, he was telling Yehuda, your entire argument is based on, how can I do this to my father? Well, how did you do it to your father? You're telling me that I should let Binyamin go because it's not moral to hurt an old man. Well, you had no problem doing that when you sold meat down to Mitzrayim, and if he was able to last and survive that episode, then he'll survive this too. What he was doing was he slugged up Yehuda from within Yehuda's own words. That's what it means. And the Beis Halevi says, that's what the idea of this medrash is. There's two things when it comes to Yom HaDin. There's Yom HaDin and there's Yom HaTechecha. These are two different things. And he gives four different mishalim for this. We'll go through two. For example, you have people that it's very hard for them to give tzedakah. Okay, so Hashem is going to first judge them. Why didn't he give tzedakah? Now, the truth is, there are excuses. Doesn't mean excuses are good, but certainly it could lighten the severity of the crime. A person could say, "Do you know what kind of tell Rabbi Yishlaim, it's very hard to give tzedakah. I have tremendous expenses. The cost of living in New York, they have all kinds of terutzim. It may not be the best teretz, because even if a person's poor, he has to give charity. It may not be the best teretz, but it is some teretz. That's din. Teichecha is when Hashem's going to now review your life. Is it so hard for you to spend money on narishkeit? He's going to show you from you within yourself. That's going to be the teichecha. You're saying, "I can't spend the money. I don't have the money, so I'm exempt from charity." Hashem's going to now say, "Okay, let's see if you're consistent in your excuse." And he's going to review your life. Do you spend money only for necessities, or do you also spend it for luxuries and things you shouldn't be spending it on? Once you do that, then you go back. The original taina is not a good taina. So the Beis Halevi says, okay, it's again, he applies this to four different ways. It's applicable to Torah, it's applicable to Amuna. We'll go briefly through that. Amuna is, there are people that it's hard for them to be mekayim the Torah. It's hard for certain people to keep the Torah because I only do what I understand. Yet when it comes to fake news and different things that you see on the right on the internet, that you believe right away, that you act on right away. What happened? I thought you're an intellectual person. You only follow what's 100% true. And he says also true about Torah. You ask some people, "How come you don't learn enough?" "Learning's not for me. I don't have the head for it." "What do you do?" I work for NASA. So you do have the brains. So no one has an excuse that can say, that's what Hashem says. If the guy says, "I can't learn, it's hard for me to learn," Hashem will say, "Okay, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Tarun Er Mabrius. But let's see if you're consistent." And there's a story in Tanneh Eliyahu that Tanneh Eliyahu, it says Eliyahu Navi met this guy, he's a fisherman. He says, "Why don't you learn?" He says, "Hashem didn't give me any brains." He says, "What do you do for a living?" He says, "I'm a fisherman." So he goes, "How do you catch fish?" He goes, "Oh, it's a big chachma. You got to make certain types of nets. You got to catch in a certain way." So he says, "Oh, so you have the brains for it. You could find something in the Torah for you as well." Okay, getting back to the psukim in Tehillim. The David HaMelech is saying this exact point. Imra'isa Ganef, you see the Ganef, Vatirzima, you're pleased with him. He's a fine guy. Imenafim Chalkecha. Now that's bad. What the Pasuk says that those who hate Hashem, I hate. But here, you don't hate the Ganef. You're good with the Ganef. You're good with the Menaif. You meet a Rasha, you're totally fine. So you ask him, how are you so good with this guy? He's a wicked person. So you say, "You don't understand. You know, have him a Mekabel Kolad and save upon him Yafais. You know, Gadol Shalom. You know, you have to make Shalom with people. You can't be so harsh." Okay, some have an excuse, right? Gadol Kavod Abrius. The person will give you all the excuses why. So Imrisa Ganef Atirzim, you're fine with him. Vim Menafim Chalkecha. However, when it comes to Tamid Chachamim, now you're not so understanding, right? I'm very liberal when it comes to Bali Averis. So be liberal to Tamid Chachamim. Teishav b'chicha, tedaber b'veni mecha. When it comes to your brother, someone who's firm like you, that you're not so understanding. B'veni mecha titan daifi. Eila sisa, you did these things v'chirashti, but and I was silent. You think, oh, Hashem doesn't mind. To this guy I'm nice to, and to this guy I'm bad to. No. Aichichecha v'ercha leinecha. I will rebuke you. I will show steerers in your behavior alone. If you believe... you have to be very liberal. You have to embrace everybody. Then embrace the Kyle guy too. Embrace the guy from Eretz Yisrael, the Schnarr and Shul, who came from Eretz Yisrael. Don't be so judgmental. So what? He doesn't have a job. Don't be so judgmental on him. I thought you're a very liberal person. You can't be liberal when it comes to Averis, but be very harsh when it comes to the people that are Isa Mitzvah. So that's what it means. Hashem goes through our life, and Hashem finds us to be inconsistent. We have to be very consistent in our life. You have to be either very bad, very consistent, straightforward, chas v'shalom, but you also have to be very good. You have to be consistent through that as well. And everyone should have a gevaldige Shabbos.
Shabbos, thank you.
Ari, thank you. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Yosef Koltov.